So,
hey. I think I should be the first one talking.
No. Yeah. But as I was saying.
I'm not editing this out.
I know. Shut up.
Wow. So, we're just your average 13-year-old living in Texas who started a podcast.
Yeah, sure. We live in Texas.
We're Hispanic.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not sure if I want to be in the cover. This is really off topic.
Yeah, sure.
Or this is our podcast, Spill the Beans Homes. We're both 13 years old, in 7th grade, going into 8th grade.
Yeah, I'm Andy Quintero. This is my
co-host. No, I'm Gilbert. I'm just Gilbert. No last name for me, because I don't want to be hunted down, killed, sniped, anything. You don't know the world these days, kids. You know?
You know, I'll tell you guys his last name next episode.
If this gets... If we get 10 subscribers, sure.
You'll just have more of a chance of getting killed. How do you feel about that?
You know, 10 people can know my name, but you know.
You know.
But we're never mentioning it ever again.
Let's just talk about the beach we went to in Texas.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we can't mention any of these names or they'll find out where we truly live.
Okay, yeah, sure. Ocean City Beach.
I'll edit that out.
No, you're not.
All right,
As I was saying. So we went to the beach yesterday. I took him to the beach, and so...
Yeah, he's rich. We're going to pretend right now.
Not really. Yeah, let's pretend that I'm rich. But me, my sister, his sister, and...
His mom.
And him, and my mom, and me. We went to the beach yesterday, all of us, and...
Dude, fun time.
Fun time, yeah, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
What else? So we went and we're like a huge friend group. Me, my sister, him.
We call ourselves the four morons.
It was like the four musketeers, you know.
Yeah, but, I think it's four morons.
Sure. Nah, I don't think so. But as I was saying, like we went to the beach. Yesterday, I got chicken tenders from the beach, and I thought they were horrible. And ever since, I regretted not getting pizza.
You know, I got a cheese steak that was actually the bomb.
It was like a chicken cheese steak.
He's
a fatty, by the way.
So we at the end of the trip, basically. No. We were gonna get crab fries. Now I'm just gonna skip to this
for crab fries. Like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. I freaking hate seagulls. I'm going to put this out now.
Oh.
What whores, okay? If a seagull is listening to this, I'm so sorry. I don't mean you. I mean just that one seagull.
Dude, okay, wait. See,
yeah, my friend. Yeah.
Okay, so.
You tell yours.
The seagulls were, like, crowding around us. My sister told me and Andy, oh, crab fries are the bomb. You should try some.
They're really not.
They're not really.
Don't. Unless you like them.
Unless you like crab fries. Nothing against you, but we don't like crab fries. I thought they were horrible.
I thought they tasted like pepper on fries.
Sauce?
Dude, what kind of sauce?
It was like cheese.
Yeah, it didn't make anything better. It was just like melted cheese.
The cheese made it a little better.
In my opinion, not really.
As I was saying, we got crab fries. We ate our food before this, and this kid over here still wanted more. And I was like, dude, I'm not that hungry. And he's like, dude, let's just get it. And I was like, okay, you're going
to
eat most
of it. No. It's because you have no idea how much his sister had this stuff. It sounded like they were freaking fries and crab meat.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
That's what I thought. And I was like, dude, that sounds so fire.
Okay,
guess what? Just like... A mystery sauce with mystery peppers on it.
I know, right? Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah, it tasted like burnt french fries, actually.
Yeah, it didn't taste like that. That's what I was saying. I'm going to carry on the podcast solo while he gets the water. Give me one, too. As I was saying. So, we went to the beach. So, Andy just went for water. And so, yesterday, seagulls...
They ate his french fries. That was the sad part.
They didn't eat the french fries. They were, like, flying around in the sky, trying to, like, get our fries, basically. And
oh,
so,
hi, Dad.
Yeah.
So, as I was saying, the seagulls were in the air, crowding around us, trying to get our fries.
One hit me in the head. Like, they're flat freaking hit. Like, it just patted me in the head.
Yeah, it, like...
I think I have lice now.
I was holding the fry in my hand. And a seagull just yeeted it out of my hands. Half of it came off of the crowdfunding. And I was scared that they were going to come right back at me and try to grab it. So I threw it on the ground.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I did not do that.
I did. And I said, walk faster. So
we went to the arcade. Anyways.
Yeah, no, I'm not done. But so the Andy has to put his hand around it. I think there was this one seagull that ate it, and he was trying to get more because he was like in the air. Yeah,
he was just following me.
Yeah, until we went.
I like the crab fries.
Until we went into the arcade.
And I threw them out.
Yeah. Pure trash. We threw them out, yeah. It wasn't that good. It was like a bucket full, too.
Yeah, it was a small. $8. $8 for a small bucket. Oh my
god. A small bucket?
It was small. Compared to all of them, it was like small, medium, and large. McDonald's fries are fried,
like everything's. Okay, there's a family bucket that's big, dude.
If you guys ever went to the movie theater, like the small, like skinny buckets of popcorn, yeah, that's
not
basically
skinny. That's not skinny.
Yeah, it was pretty skinny. It was, it was just like me.
It was good. Nah, yeah, right. Nah, yeah, I'm just saying. So, yeah, that was yesterday. I didn't go on the rides because I was.
He's a prince. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Love Ollie.
That's
probably hating.
You don't know these people. As I was saying. So yesterday. We were, we went back to my house, and we're gonna film the podcast, but our sisters were being annoying.
They keep budging in, I swear, when we make big butts off of this, they're crying back.
I know, right? Yeah, they were trying to get in.
Like, okay, the person that shall not be named, we will get consent,
I swear. It's a sister between me and two. It's either my sister or his sister.
You guys decide.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
They just both got
our
bullied.
Our sisters were laughing. And so I made one of our sisters laugh too hard. I hit an instinct.
Like a nerve.
A nerve. That's what she said. I hit a nerve in her body and she.
It triggered her to pee.
Yeah, she
peed. Legit. We looked on the floor.
She peed on the ground.
It looked like a dog.
This was in the middle of my kitchen. And I was like, oh my God.
That held us back so
much. Yeah, we paused the podcast. We didn't speak about that. Yeah, she pissed, unholy. Yeah, she pissed herself. So,
you know, what else to talk about? That took around a good 7 minutes.
Only
3 more to go.
Oh. We're 40.
This is pretty hard, huh?
We're like 40.
40? So yeah. We're recording?
You know, yeah, but yeah, we're in 7th grade.
For almost 50 minutes? Yeah, we're in 7th grade.
We've known each other since 6th grade.
Yeah, can say our friendship isn't tight, so.
Why yeah, I hate this kid so much. Love I don't know why I started this with him.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
100%. I talked him into it.
Yeah, we're going to have another co-host. His name is going to be John, but he's a little bit of a douchebag.
We really hate to say it, yeah, but it's true.
Our old name was going to be demonetized because we're
like a-holes.
Yeah, no, I'm not an a-hole.
You know, I'm not an a-hole either.
No, that's
a lie. Debatable.
As I was saying, yeah, John, he's just really bit. Oh, he's a big douchebag.
Yeah, like, at times he can be bro, like a bro-ish kind of guy.
Yeah, a bro-ish, but other times he's just like, well, I don't like you. You're annoying.
Yeah.
You piss me off.
It's like he's the type of guy who, if he has another friend and, like, you're the last one picked for gym, he wouldn't pick you as a partner.
Well, I don't have gym class with him.
Yeah, he's all alone.
How was your 7th grade overall?
For those of you who don't know, we are actually in summer. This is our first podcast, and we're recording it in the beginning of summer, which is around, what date it is today? We're not going to say it because, you know, we might not post it today, and we don't want to be mean to anybody.
We're not going to post it today. Our schedule is Monday and Friday. If you can't edit it and post it tomorrow, we're going to have to post it on Monday.
I think we might have to. Because it might take like 3 days to get submitted to iTunes.
I think, yeah, sure.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, damn it, we said their name.
Oh, look, it's a person. So, as my co-host gets me water, because he's my maid, nobody tell him that. John, he's not that nice. We're supposed to add him, but we did not. We also have another friend called Tyler. And, yeah. You know, oh, look, there's my water maid.
Yeah, so this is where I fire him and he,
First of all, we're co-hosts. Go check. Your dad's trying to talk to you. Oh, he's going to have to edit this out.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to sponsor us, I'm very professional. I'm more professional than him. I can speak well, you know. I think I'm just good overall. Like, if anybody just wants to, like, if you wanted to sponsor me, go for it. Like, I think I'm pretty great. But, yeah, this podcast is going to be pretty good. At least I think. My co-host, Andy, Not sure about him. I think I should just run this solo. What do you guys think? You guys might think I have, like, a big ego, but not really. It's just a joke. You know? Yeah, but my 7th grade was interesting. Well, I don't know what grades you guys are in, but, you know, running a podcast is solo is very hard. You're just talking to yourself. Wow. That's pretty great, you know? I think my co-host is coming back soon. Just waiting for him. As we're waiting, I'll give you guys a special treat. Gilbert's ASMR. Okay, ready? I hope this is, like, daily. Me and Andy got inspired off of this from David Dobrik. Views podcast. It's pretty good. Listen to it if you want. But I think you should listen to ours. Since David Dobrik is rich, he doesn't need you guys. We need you guys more. So let's hear it. Ready? I'm sorry. I just want to do some ASMR. Yeah, but let's talk about David Dobrik's podcast, you know? I'm still waiting for my co-host. He takes a long time. I'm talking to his dad. But, you know, that's okay. I think we can be great podcasters. I don't know what you guys think, but we're running on 11 minutes now. Can I get a clap for that? We still have like 15 minutes now to go. We're going to do like 15 minute long podcast. We're trying to aim over 40. But yeah, this is going to take a little while. So, David Dobrik's podcast, I think they're great. They're pretty... I love them. I got interested in podcasts ever since Andy, like, introduced them to me. He gave me the idea. He gave us the idea of doing a podcast together. He basically put this together and said, hey, you want to do a podcast? Like, I'm not going to wait for you. If you don't want to keep up, I'll find someone else. And so I decided to keep up. We have our own email. We're going to try to get this verified by Apple. So Apple, if you want to, like, verify this, please do so. But my co-host, I'm saying this over and over again. I keep repeating myself, but I wonder when he's going to get back. You know, it's okay. I think I can... I said that already. I don't... You know. So, we're planning to do big things. Going on for a podcast for a while. Maybe become a YouTube channel. You know, you guys like Fortnite? Do you guys... Depends who's listening. Like, a girl, a boy... Or rather not say. You know, we support everything. You know? I don't know why... I'm a little cringy, I'm gonna be honest. I'm a cringy 8th grader, basically. Going to 8th grade now, you know. It's a little scary, almost to high school. Very shocking, you know. You know, I didn't think I was gonna make it this far. I'm not that smart either. But, you know, I think I'm smarter than Andy, because I can just tell. I'm gonna miss my favorite teacher, Spider-Man. I'd rather not say his name because, you know, consent, all that crap. But he was, like, my favorite teacher. He gave me a ball. I gave him a gift. He was a history teacher. I gave him a Yankees hat and a tie. There was also my other favorite teacher, Mrs. Schroeder, math teacher. Great. I liked her so much. We watched Jumanji in her class, and Mr. Spider. I already said the girl teacher's name. There's no, Mr. Vane. I liked him a lot. Like, it's pretty great. It's like my favorite teacher. I love learning history. What? Some people don't like school, but like, what's your favorite class? I know that there's no reciprocation here. But you know, running on for 14 minutes now, doing this solo, it's pretty good, you know? I think I can, like, if you guys want to, like, if more people get interested in this, I hope you, like, enjoy. I think this is pretty good so far. What else can I talk about? I'm looking at my 7th grade yearbook right now. It was pretty cringy. Me and Andy were in art club. We're not like dorks. A little bit. But we're like in art club. It was pretty fun. You know, we did some glow theater. So, but the kids in our school are school is basically douchebags. Every 7th grader is a douchebag. There's some nice ones, but not that much, you know. You gotta find the right person to not be a douchebag, basically. But, as I was saying, 7th grade was a wild ride. I look horrible in this yearbook photo. of me. I wish I can show you, but this is just audio. So, yeah, I have, like, friends. They're pretty great. Just looking through my yearbook. It's not that entertaining, this podcast, but I hope it is to some people. Because I'm basically relating to all you younglings. I hope some of you guys might be, like, popular kids in school. I don't know if that exists. At my school, it does. I like to refer as me to middle class and other people higher class. No, it wasn't the best year of my life, but you know, it wasn't, I would say the worst, never mind. So I guess it was the worst year of my life. This podcast, I wonder how much it's going to get edited out. You know, I'm not editing this because I'm not a pro editor. Andy is. And so I like to learn to run this by myself. I had some pretty good teachers. You know, this podcast is actually decent. I think I'm doing a good job. I wonder how much background noise it is. That's what I'm wondering. I don't want to be quiet, but I don't really have much to talk about without my co-host. Andy liked a girl. Her name was, I'm not going to say, because just in case she finds out, listens to the first episode. I don't know. But, yeah, I think you guys should just hit that subscribe button for the podcast. I think we're pretty good podcasters, and we can keep you entertained every Monday and Friday. Our plans for the future are pretty great. I think we can do this if we get, like, support and love. I'm acting like a YouTuber. And, you know, I'm not really a YouTuber. I'm just a guy talking on a podcast, you know? I'm still waiting for my co-host. I think I'm going to pause this soon because it's just getting boring. Tell me if you're bored. I don't know if you're bored because we can't really talk. But as I look, we actually got notepads for this to see what was interesting. And you know, I realized one of the things on my notepad says, why do teachers give so much work at the end of school year? For 7th grade, for me, it was like really, really... It was so much work. I can't even imagine. At the end of the year, for the 4th marking period, horrible. Too much work. As I was saying.
Oh, no, okay, yeah.
We're back. My co-host is back, better finally. Than
ever. Got whooped. What?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's just continue, huh?
But as I was talking about how at the end of the school year, we got so much work.
Yeah, I mean, what's the deal with that? Like, dude, and so Senior work. Spider-Man's class, he gave us, like, 2 tests.
Nah, I passed those 2. Those were easy.
Yeah, pass them with the C.
I got...
High five. That's high.
Oh, Andy was trying to give me a high five. And Andy has the most crooked fingers in the world. I'm not joking.
Yo, that's not chill. You never know. Somebody could have them.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. But
okay.
I use it as a joke against him because he makes me mad sometimes.
I'm sure. You...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Like, if anybody wants to load up Fortnite duos, I got you.
Yo, dude, we can wreck you.
Like, oh, honestly, yeah, right.
Dude, those 80s on point. Is it
90s?
Is this yeah, what it's called 90s.
Like? You play Fortnite.
Yeah, I mean, those 90s on point.
It's not a good joke. Yeah, but we're talking about Fortnite. We're not dweebs. He's a dweeb, but, like...
Yeah, you know the cool kids?
I'm like a...
I just got a dub yesterday.
Yeah,
mobile.
No, we did. You got a mobile dub yesterday.
Okay, yo. What if our audience is, like, over 18? They have jobs. You know, we should give wisdom. You probably don't want to trust us. We're 2 13-year-olds.
No, me. I'm a genius, dude.
Dude, I, like, have an IQ of 50.
That's a little sad.
Is that good? That's good, right?
Sure.
Oh, no. Here, I have 2 cats. Speaking of pets.
I don't have any.
Yeah, we're speaking of pets. I have 2 cats. They're my lovely children named Bunny and Rosie. I like Bunny more. No, I'm kidding. I don't pick favorites.
I told him he has favorites.
But recently, my sister said that she was going to take care of Rosie and I was going to take care of Bunny because Bunny always sleeps right next to me because she's one of my best friends.
Wow, I feel like your sister is just choosing favorites now.
Whoa.
Feels bad.
See, one of my cats is right here. She's fat and she's just laying down on the ground.
I also had something to say, but I forgot.
What else do we talk about? That's a thing, you know?
You can't do that, dude. You have to just keep going.
Holy.
On the grind.
Can you get that pen for me, Rosie? Look, she's actually doing it. Oh my gosh.
I think he's a cat abuser. She's actually doing it. I'm going to be honest.
She's actually doing it. Oh,
she's trying to grab the pen.
My cat's actually smart.
She's playing with the pen.
No, she's out. Be quiet. Make her seem like Superman.
Okay, sure. She's super.
So yesterday at the beach, what else interesting things happened? Oh, you know what I don't ever understand?
What?
No. I do understand this. But let's just talk about this. So my friend Gilbert over here was scared that the ocean currents would suck him in.
100%.
I was speaking Spanish the whole time. I was like, "Andale, me está jalando," which means hurry up. They're pulling on me. The ocean is pulling on me, and I just kept
making jokes. He kept going deeper and deeper. He wants those sharks to be like, "Yummy, yeah, yummy! I want to bite your legs off."
My boy Gilbert said, "I heard this fact that when the ocean water is colder, the sharks come and
swim." That was a joke. I was trying to scare you.
It didn't work. Uh-huh. Like, why would the?
I know that is scary.
Yeah.
I swear, this girl's hair, I thought it was a fin. I'm not joking. I was like, dude, I was about to tell you, Andy, there's a fin. And so, I looked, it was just a wave distracting me. A wave hit me in the face after. I looked up, and it was a girl's
hair. Not even joking? I hate it that when I can't swim. Like, anybody ever heard the phrase, Mexicans can't swim? Yeah, I'm Mexican, and I can't swim.
Here comes a racist joke. What? Not.
Okay. But, yeah. Here's the thing. When I was in the ocean, holy crap, all the water kept pulling my pants off. It looked like I had a thong on. Legit. Yeah. Looked like that. I could only see my thighs.
At some point, you were wearing normal shorts, not swim trunks, no wonder.
Yeah, they were like this to me. Oh my gosh!
They you were can't pulling see up. Eddie they were pull up. This phantom.
They were pulling up in the boys.
No joke, I got a ball that my favorite teacher gave me.
Senior Spider-Man,
we'll say. And so I got it. Andy was throwing it horrible. The sea currents kept throwing the ball back.
Yeah, I was doing that on purpose.
Yeah, too. You're pissing me off.
I could actually throw.
No, you can't. That's what I'm going to say. I'm not joking.
But honestly, I kept doing it, like throwing it bad, because I knew you were going to get it. I just wanted to mess with you.
I thought the sea was going to suck it up like it would suck me up.
Jesus, man. Oh, sorry for all the squeaking.
It's the sea moving too much.
No, we have a chair.
Sorry. That's
sorry. Strange. Sorry, not sorry.
I was going to say something else. But at some point while we were playing catch with the ball in the ocean, the sea kept knocking me back and I was getting mad. I got tired from moving back and forth, trying to push forward at the sea.
So, did you watch Finding Nemo?
That's old. It's not really
interesting. Still, we can still talk about it.
Avengers Endgame. It's been months, guys, so it's not really spoilers.
Yeah, we're going to talk spoilers, but, you know.
Yeah, spoilers ahead, I guess.
We're going to talk about it, but we are going to put in the caption, spoiler of Endgame. And
What do you mean? We're going on Apple, and if Apple... Ooh, I said the app again.
He said the A-bomb.
I said the A-bomb.
Nuclear A. All right, let's just talk about it.
Okay, let's just...
What do you think of the movie?
The app that we're giving this to post this.
We can't say their names.
We can't say their names because we'll get copyright. Yeah. I guess.
Super hard,
I guess. Like, you know, I don't really know the copyright terms, but... Yeah, but Avengers Endgame, it's a great movie. Go see it if you haven't. Honestly, you haven't seen it...
It's like 10 out of 10. Really good.
As I was saying... Iron Man dies, and I don't know how to feel about that.
I do. Christian killed that kid.
I really wish Captain America died. And whoever has Captain America fans, I prefer Iron Man. He's much better.
Captain Africa.
Captain America might be stronger, but who cares? Tony Stark has been alive since the beginning of time. He's great. Love his roles.
And he's like one of the first major MCU like film.
Yeah, he was good. He's the one who made the Avengers. Captain America was the first Avenger, but you know, like Tony made the Avengers.
Dude, he's Iron Man. Like a smart ass guy who made a suit out of iron.
No. Sure. Yeah. It's probably in a cave. In a cave.
Huh? Yeah, in a cave.
Yeah, he was
what
stuck.
A beast.
I know, right? And then you got the idea of saving the world.
Dude, I can't even make a stick pickaxe like in Minecraft in my own room.
Yeah, sure. You're sure. No, but Black Widow also died. I kind of wish... I would prefer a Hawkeye movie... Black Widow movie instead of a Hawkeye movie.
So the little ringing you hear is my cat.
Yeah, her collar, you know.
Yeah, we have a collar. Yeah,
she's getting up.
Oh, she wants to eat her food.
She's hungry?
Yeah.
She's doing her cat noises. His cat noises, you know. My sister, she's really annoying. We got in a bad argument a few months ago. We're not going into the details of that. But yeah, she's just so annoying. We're like bros sometimes, but sometimes we're like, we don't get along. You know?
It's like an on and off relationship, right?
Sure. You know? What else can we talk about?
I mean, there's a lot of things to talk about. Like, would you say...
that you just went quiet. When I say what?
I mean, I'm trying to make this as detailed as possible.
Detailed episode. Just give a random story.
There's so many. Hold on. Can you guys give me a sec?
There was no
so pattern. Many editing. I think we're gonna have to make this an hour because the amount of times we stop isn't even funny.
No, but this is good. That entire part. This part is gonna edited out. But some of the parts you think is gonna get edited out is really bad.
Oh yeah.
He's gonna knock over your apartment.
Hold on.
We're still playing this.
Okay, I found a topic. Do you guys... I wonder. We can't be the only schools who have field day t-shirts. 100% not.
Oh, no. You're the only school. We're the only school. I'm not joking.
Are you dead serious?
Yeah, the last few schools... debatable.
No, because we have field day t-shirts. And hold on, give me a sec. My cat's on my
counter. Her cat... His cat is, on top of his drawer... where all this clothes is, and there's this glass lamp right next to
and
it.
She might
knock it over.
She's pretty capable of knocking it down.
Yeah,
and so back to where I was. Love you, bunny. I'm gonna fart.
Field day shirts. I honestly have no opinion on them. They're not that bad. I don't really care.
I lost mine.
I've actually had field day shirts in
tug of war. Oh. Okay, I'm just gonna say this now. The power of motivation is real.
Oh, his class, he got second place in tug of war.
Last year, we have the exact same kids.
Some people got moved.
No, really?
Yeah.
No, well.
I noticed.
But anyways, we had nearly the exact same classes. Or three people difference. It's just that our class won last year. We have pretty strong kids. We're not gonna say their names because, you know, we need everybody's consent.
Yeah, you know.
But... yeah, my teacher, I'm just going to call him Senor D.
Senor D?
Senor Dis. Yeah, that's pretty
good. Who are you talking about?
Senor.
Who are you talking about?
Desil.
For this year?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Rista?
No.
It's a girl.
No, that's... teacher. Oh, no, I'm talking about someone else. No, it's Senor...
Oh, yeah. Sal.
Senor Sal, I was in his class. That's actually
he was in his class.
Yeah, I was in his class, and he said, "You guys, all of your classes besides his MI class is gonna lose. I motivate my kids to the very least, to the very greatest to win." And I was like, "Nah, BS. I talk complete brown sugar."
Every year, supposedly they won his homeroom,
and I didn't believe that until holy crap, I was like, "Dude, we got this. We have muscles." And then. They
got cocky.
Their class is like a bunch of skinny people, right?
Yeah, not that strong. Not
yeah,
that
and our class was definitely stronger. But dude, motivation's real because they pulled they had five lions on there, and there's this really strong kid in our class. His eyes opened up so wide when that happened. It was the funniest thing. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna call him Senor Don Julio.
But let's say my class came in. Second to last, did we? Who else was in the competition? I want to say second to last. Second to last. We came in fifth. There were six classes, right? Science girl came in last. Who else? Spider-Man came in second to last. Third was...
Oh, Miss Sugar. Let's just call it that.
Miss Sugar, sure. Mm. And then second...
Miss Shard? Shard. Miss Shard.
Third was Mrs. Liller. And sure first that. Was... I got it wrong. I'm just
going to edit that whole part out and let's restart.
Don't edit that out. I think that's...
You know, maybe it's original.
Oh my god, you saw. I was going to say something.
Joe, you forget everything.
Yeah, but
you want to talk about childhood stories?
No.
So I was being dumb, and at the last day of school, it was a great way to start the school. Not even going to lie. I was walking outside of school. I put on my sleeves, and I slipped, and I fell on a bunch of mulch, which I don't know if you guys is. It's basically like the tires of a car cut up into really small, like rubbery pieces.
Sure. And oh, it just the rained. Thing we have on the playground?
Yeah. It just rained, so they were slippery, and some was right near the concrete. I slipped and caught my entire foot, like, not entire foot, my entire knee cap, like, was bleeding.
Oh, on the last day of school, seventh grade. Oh, yeah, I remember this. It's hilarious. Yeah. We usually play this dumb game of tag. It's getting dumb.
It's called Infection.
Infection, holy yes. Crap. And in sixth grade, we play this all the time on the playground. But ever since seventh grade, we got kicked off of the playground for the younger kids.
Yeah, because apparently we're, like, old. Big kids,
yeah.
Yeah, like, that's kind of...
By the way, we still get recess.
Yeah.
We're definitely...
We're definitely old enough.
Yeah, to get not play outside, but I don't care. I enjoy it. As I was saying, yes. Yeah, so I knew I kind of knew that I lost.
I'm gonna be honest. Class?
No, I kind of knew that I lost a run to the playground.
What do you mean?
Like when we were running across, I kind of could tell that you finished before me.
Huh?
I can tell that you finished before me.
No. This kid is so dumb.
So, I didn't want to be it. I didn't want to
be it because being it sucks.
Exactly.
Everybody camps. That's
so I just knew I was faster than you, and I just had a slip up while I was running. I was about to step in the puddle, but I jumped over it.
No.
I said, Andy, we tied. Get back. We're going to run again.
No, this dumb kid. If he just left it, I wouldn't be in pain right now.
He wouldn't not in pain right now.
Yeah, no,
he wouldn't be in pain that day. No, it doesn't. Shut up.
That day, I had to spend the rest of my day bleeding.
Okay, no.
You should feel horrible.
As we were sitting, we were about to reach back.
And
he says, ready, set, go. Yeah. I say, dude, not yet.
And then ready, set, go, the moment I step on the ground,
he runs for
I
a second.
Slip.
He runs like two steps. I'm like watching this. He runs two steps. I'm like, not yet. He slips. Oh my god, I could not contain my laughter. I was like...
our friend John, okay, the guy who said that, like, can be a bro sometimes, whenever one of us gets hurt or is in pain, he always makes the person who's, like, say maybe laughing a bit, seem like the bad guy.
He
makes them seem like the bad guy. Yeah. So, my friend Gilbert over here was
laughing my butt off.
And John was like, what's your problem? He just got hurt. What did that happen to you?
He was just like, dude, it's your fault. You should have just been it. That's what exactly we told him. I was like, dude, well, sucks. You fell. That's it. I guess I'm a douchebag. But, you know, I don't want to be it. So, yeah.
So, my friend J-Dog walked me into...
Jaden. Oh, we J-Dog. Gotta talk J-Dog.
Oh, yeah. We gotta talk about this kid.
He walked him back to the nurse on the last day. Sundays, J-Dog can be like...
Taking way too long.
Oh, okay, we're back. Baz was saying, what were you talking about again?
We were talking about our good friend Jaden.
Oh, Jaden, yeah. You mean J-Dog?
Yeah, J-Dog, sure.
Jaden's good.
Just
as I was saying.
Yeah, there's so many.
But look, as we talk about J-Dog soon.
Okay, yeah, we're just gonna.
Andy's sister, you wanna come?
Wanna come be a guest star?
You want to talk a little bit?
You want to talk about some problems? No?
Real quick, no?
3, 2, 1. Te perdices.
Okay, yeah. She lost. Okay. That's what I was saying. Once we're millionaires. Oh, look. Do you want to join? She's doing the middle finger.
She's back again.
She's middle finger. Just, you like, want to do it? You want to talk?
Now she's humping the air.
Just talk.
Just don't care.
You don't want to talk? Okay. Yeah, my friend, J-Dog, he's really annoying. No offense to him, but he's a little annoying. It, like, makes... He just open necks people. And he's pretty annoying. Open neck. It just pisses me off. And he agrees
with... Oh, yeah. He just slaps people straight on the neck. Holy... Say you're talking to a girl, he will ruin your groove. He will just be like, well, bam! Look, here. I'll explain. Say this is my neck. Okay. Holy crap. On your neck while you're talking to him?
And that supposedly he's from the hood. Our friend Jaden. Well, that's what he tells us every day.
Nah, he doesn't. Yeah, he does. Never mind.
Because it's not bad to mention ethnicity, unless we say something bad. Which he's our friend.
He's good. I think he's good.
He's a good guy.
He can be chill.
Like, he's the one who helped me to the nurse when somebody didn't
want to be it. But I don't know who that is.
Well, yeah, I don't know who that is. I was standing right next to him.
What?
Right,
but, he can be chill, but he can be annoying. You know?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, but I just want this to be over because I'm tired standing next to you. Where it's like, I just want
I have my hand on his shoulder.
Get
right
away
now.
From me.
You're touching.
I will break something. I just slapped him.
Yep,
he's annoying.
Ow.
That's fake. He just clapped.
Yeah, I just clapped.
He just clapped. Stop. Okay, now he slapped me.
Ow.
Now I slapped him. I slapped him again.
You should make this a thing. Like Andy and Gilbert's slap time.
No, that's not.
Alright, so.
Oh, the dance this year?
There's supposed to
be like a big dance like next year, but I don't want to go if I don't have a date, you know? Hey, look, it's Isha again. Want to come? She got the middle finger. Not healthy.
What a
for you guys, don't be like Isha. Don't do the middle finger to other people because it's considered bullying.
Dude, that's not no. Let's say the lecture our teacher gave to our.
Oh my god, that's a funny story. But we should finish the dance story. Isha is currently laying down on the bed, right there next to us. But let's finish the dance story. So the dance was pretty fun. There's gonna be like a big eighth grade dance. Pretty loud.
That's what people are supposed to do. And we're also supposed to go to Linwood.
What do you mean, Linwood?
Yeah, I don't know what. We're supposed to go to the nearest beach in Texas.
You mean Wildwood, which is in Texas.
Yeah. We just misinform somebody and they go to Texas. Where's Wildwood?
But we go down in the deer. Gonna get copyright, yo, healthy.
Holy crap. I just gave him a long heart stare.
Oh, yeah.
Intimacy.
He just looks at me sometimes when we're talking. I don't want to be looked at.
Dude, eye contact. So, yeah.
Yeah, son, you know. I don't know what Isha's grabbing. She's grabbing. Yeah, she's just No. You're not.
She's trying to ride on his...
No, you're not writing on my yearbook. She tried writing and graffitiing my yearbook, which I don't want to happen.
That's an illegal crime. Okay, let's talk about the lecture
Mishard
gave to...
Yeah, but the dance, you know, it's supposed to be lat. I'm not going without a date. I'm joking. Jokes. Once again, we're supposed to tell you the Schroeder. This is Schroeder Bullying. He's shirtless right now. He took off his shirt. He looks like...
No, we don't talk about that.
He has in-chest nipples, ladies and gentlemen.
My sister's right now.
Be shirtless. I would go shirtless.
Write something weird, I swear.
I would go
shirtless. I swear, Issa.
I would go shirtless, but I decide not to.
No, I've actually been going to the gym.
He looks so... I don't want to go shirtless because I have abs. So, my pecs, my six-pack.
I can hear that.
Yeah, that's going to be...
Oh, my God.
I hope you have a low volume on at all times. Don't touch me. You're not very...
Dude, what's wrong
with being
gay?
That's okay. I didn't say anything. I said not straight boy. You just said the word. We could get copyright for this.
Wow.
That's what I was saying. The Mrs. Schroeder bullying talk.
Yeah,
everybody is annoying in my first two class. Holy just hates crap. Me for, like, no reason.
They don't hate you. They just pick on me in a loving way.
They'll find me annoying.
Yeah, sure, why not? There's these girls. Oh, my. Dude,
one girl.
Annoying.
No, oh, no, no actually no, no. Four girls.
If we were grown up, I would have sued her for stealing. You should know.
She's saying that. He looks like like a rapper.
Go take this out. No, I don't want to be an emo kid. Nothing wrong with being emo.
Nothing wrong.
You look good.
You guys are okay.
Stop. No.
I'll take it out.
What the That's frick? His sister.
Oh, my God.
I guess he has black nails now.
Look, I have a hair on my nipple.
Yeah, right. was gonna say.
Look at your hands. You kind of look like you actually got nice tattoos.
Like I have hair.
He actually has a hair in his nose. Ew! Yeah. That's coming out of your nipple. Is the hair coming out of his nipple? You might have to cut this because this is disgusting. Is there actually hair coming out of your nipple? Are you thinking? Ew! Get away from me.
No, stop. No.
Some people are annoying in my Mrs. Shorty's class. Oh, guys. Andy, we're doing a podcast. God damn it. I was gonna say, we're gonna have to film this for an hour now. We were doing good until you started talking and letting me paint your nails. I did! Sorry for that.
Okay, it's on now.
He's unshirtless now because he's weird.
I don't trust you with that near my bed.
But this was pretty good. Mrs. Shorter's bullying talk. These days around their class, I kept screaming, "Oh, they're bullying me! They're bullying me!" And then one day, I just screamed. It was like a day that I got Wawa. It was fire. That's what I'm saying.
If you brought it to school,
rode my bike, and I was like, "They're bullying me!"
And so loud in the corner, and I was right next to him. And dude, Miss Schroeder is like. She had it that day, so if she, it was like the beginning of the day.
I think she was mad, yeah.
Yeah, because we all annoyed her.
But we had a field trip that day, right?
I think so. Because she had it, like, she was done with us.
Yeah, she was.
We're so annoying, I agree. But, because you know how kids can be annoying, but, she said this. She's like, she just put down her thing and she slammed the table, like, you're gonna hear. She
said, stop it.
She said, like, you wanna know what bullying really is? And she said, are they picking on you? Are they doing this? I can go call Miss Bird because...
Miss Bird, sure. And that's what the guidance counselor.
Yeah, we can go call the guidance counselor.
And we can fill out papers and we can see what's up. We can, like, tell the school.
Tell the principal.
Yeah, and then, they can handle this. Want that? And I said, okay. She really made me feel embarrassed in the moment.
Because everybody was looking at him. By everybody, I mean 13 people.
And then some people were like, oh... Are these kids bullying you? And then, this girl, Ella, what color Ella?
Yeah, Ella.
She was like, no, we don't. And I was like, debatable.
Yeah, that is debatable. Like, people, okay.
I was just saying, it's a joke. And then I was like, okay. Everybody, I was like, we're just joking. And like, yeah, sure. And so I didn't want to go so grand and spectacle. I just wanted to feel like saying they're bullying me. We got yelled at in the entire class, and it got awkward. Then I said, dude, Mrs. Shorter made it seem like it was a big deal. It was like such a big deal. So, from that day forward, I always kept the B word in my mouth.
Nah, debatable. A couple, like, maybe 2 weeks ago, he said, they're both, and I stopped him right when he said
No, you didn't. That's the fakest thing I've ever heard. He's just trying to look cool in front of you guys. I'm a cool kid. This kid's a loser.
Whoa,
don't put your arm on me.
My arm's on you.
Stop. Getting away. Yeah,
see, you can't put it out because my muscle.
Put what?
Well, like, put my hand against my chest. I dare you.
First of all, this is the most uncomfortable position.
No.
Move. We can do it while we're standing later. Right. This is the podcast.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, what other thing do you want to talk about?
I mean, Latinos got talent, huh?
Oh, we should not talk about that. My mic just fell again. That's
Just felt like
this is probably the most boring podcast in the world.
It really is.
My 7 minutes... We're pretty good. Okay, everybody enjoyed that.
Guys, I think this is where we're going to wrap up the podcast.
No, we're not. We're not wrapping it up. We're nowhere near done. We're at 44 minutes. You're listening. Thank you.
Thank you. Like, if you made it this far, then that means you're going to be loyal to the very end. But if you didn't, then go beep yourself. Okay.
Oh. Okay, well, I was saying, does the sister want to talk?
Yeah, come on, talk, Isha. I mean, Isa.
You already said Isha. Yeah, so Isha, it's Isha.
You know. Peep it.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think about Donald Trump?
He could go suck my white dick.
Oh my gosh. Whoa. Didn't know girls had one. Didn't know they ever will.
Oh.
But if you have one, I'm fine with that.
It's okay. Whatever, girl. You can be. It's not. Whatever you are. You're welcome to this podcast. You're great.
I got a tattoo.
My number 609. Anybody wants to go out with me? I'm right here.
Now they know we live in New Jersey.
No, wait, you just said that!
609 is the New Jersey number.
I just realized that, dummy.
Okay, we're gonna cut that whole part out.
No, no, but there's different areas. Different areas. Yes, there is. Like, there's somebody in New Jersey. You literally told people we live in New Jersey now.
We live in Linwood.
You literally told them
we live in New York. Try to find us there.
Yeah, the biggest city in the world. We never sleep.
You just see people with masks. Come on. Hey, we found you.
Holy shit. No, I don't really care if people know where we live.
As long as you don't.
You literally said the town that's.
Dude, as long as you're wearing, as you don't bring an M16 to my house, I'm
fine. Oh.
Or any gun, just to be specified.
Yeah, any gun.
You're blocking sound with your face.
Any knife, anything.
My sister was just, her big head was just in front of the owl.
Oh, he just got clapped. Shut up. You've ruined this podcast.
Dude.
I swear you almost slapped me.
So, what?
Don't put your arm on my shoulder.
Do you want to eat? What do you want to eat today?
I'm pretty hungry. We're like best after friends. This, I'm actually going to go out and get something to eat.
So,
you got a burrito in your fridge?
I actually do.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, no. Do you actually?
No. So what do we have to eat?
Oh, the middle finger and bleep.
You know, when are we going to end this? Because honestly, I have so much more things to talk about.
I got a life out here. I hope you know. I have so much more things to do. I have so much more things to do. I paused the podcast, by the way. You're going to have to cut this. I'm wasting my time. And you gave me the idea. Let's do a podcast, dude. I bought this equipment for a reason. This is not going to be 30 minutes long. We have so many editing to do.
I know. No, that I think we should leave it to 55 minutes.
55, like an hour. If we're hitting 55, I had an hour. But if we like run out to stuff to talk about, you know. But this girl over here. Isha doesn't want to talk. She just wants to say something.
There's so much. Okay, no. How do other podcasters do it? Like the H1 podcast, David Dobrik. You know, I don't like Logan Paul that much, but like Impulsive. How does
Is there a podcast called One Brain Cell?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Nick and Dom.
Dati Dom.
Yeah. Donald Trump. I don't really like him because. He's a little annoying.
I mean, we can't talk politics.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, who would
do politics? So, how do you feel about babies?
Babies.
Yeah.
They're great. I'm literally, I think I'm great.
Okay. So, basically, there was this, my cousin, I'm just going to say cousin, okay, don't question it. My cousin came over. He had his child, but honestly, dude, so I love babies. Don't get me wrong. I think they're the most adorable thing. But, you know, that is, of course, next to cats.
Oh, sure. I like dogs. Cats are dogs, guys.
Whoa. Are you a dog bunny? You can hear a collar. I don't know if you can.
I like to go out on a song if we're going to like end this soon. I don't want to end it yet, but...
We should end out with a catchphrase. It's like, what's up? How about like this?
We have no tea. Like, it's summer.
Plus, I mean, we have a lot of things to talk about. We're just trying to like put all of this in one. But we're trying to talk about different stories throughout our life in only, like, a single podcast, you know? We don't want to end our material in just one.
Like, we need to do
all. We're planning to do 10 podcasts until we run out of material. No, I'm kidding. What? I'm just kidding.
We need tea.
We need stories. And as I was saying.
Daredevils.
So, dude, baby. So, he's just like, I don't, actually, feel free to ask any question because it leads to more. Okay. I don't know. Is, like, any of your cousins like this? Because the kid came, and every time he doesn't get his way, I swear, I'm going to say this story. We were eating pizza after we went to Pump Iron. We came upstairs eating pizza to gain the weight back again, and we drank Coke. And, dude, the kid's, like, 3 or 4 years old. He's actually big for his age.
Is he saying he wants another slice?
No. He went up, and he had the Xbox controller.
That's so on the edge.
He had the Xbox controller, and he said this. He said, I want to play. And then his big brother's like, just give us a second. We're finishing up our pizza. Okay? And then, I swear, when I say it, his eyes started watering. They did this.
Oh, my God.
And he started screaming. And my mom.
Oh, my
God. And my mom was in the, she was in the kitchen along with some of her friends drinking Water.
And special drinks.
Yeah, special drinks.
As I was saying,
we don't drink. Trust me.
That kind of annoys me. I'm kind of mad for you. I would say, kid, I don't know what you want me to do. I want to eat my pizza, please.
Because the other day, I had out my Jenga blocks, and he started wanting to build with it. Okay, I had to put them away. But the moment I put them away, I just said, hey, can I have, like, 3 of those and put them in the box? He just said, he ran to the living room and sat there and started screaming, crying. And oh my.
That must have sucked.
I swear, I wanted to put tape over his mouth. I'm sorry, but it's true. Like, honestly, be quiet.
That's
a little gruesome, huh?
I think my Andy's sister just. oh my god. That's really. Sorry.
We can edit this crap.
Yeah, we can edit it.
So you're like, done.
Yeah, it's not funny. She's making a meme face at us.
No, stop. 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 This is how we do it when you're not here.
She's gonna play it again. She's gonna play it again.
What do you want me to do?
You can be a part of it. You want to say something?
You want to.
No. When we why are you doing that? Yeah. Why are you doing that?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was just saying, I think we're going to end it off here. Yeah. You want to say anything else?
All I want to say, thanks for spilling the beans, Holmes.